for that. Okay, first of all, tomorrow back to Tachnun, number one. That's it. Okay, to continue a little bit today, at least the Gemara and Shabbos that we're learning yesterday. So we learned the argument between Bisham Beis Hillel, Mahadrim and Amahadrim, if you go 1, 2, 3, 4, like Beis Hillel, or 8, 7, 6, 5. So now the Gemara says like this. Amar Rabbi Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Yechna, Rabbi Rabbi Chana said the name of Rabbi Yechna. Shnei Zekeinim Hoyu B'Tzidin. There are two scholars in the city of Tzidin. Echad Osek Beis Shammai, Echad Osek Beis Hillel. One did like Beis Shammai held, he went down, and the other one did like Beis Hillel. Zen Neisim Tam Ledvarov. One person gave the reason for his reasoning, and he said, "Can why? Geneged Pari Achak." Equivalent in the Maimed, Bishamay holds, just like on Sukkis, the first day of Sukkis was 13 cows, bulls, and then 12 and 11, it went downward, so the same thing on Chanukah. And the other one gave a reason for his words, the Mailam Bakedish Vein Meridin. Okay? You go up or you go down. You go up and you don't go down. But it's interesting, the Gemara before said there's two reasons for Beis Hillel and two reasons for Beis Shammai. One reason of Beis Hillel is because how many days are left? How many days are left to Hanukkah? Scam likely. How exciting. So, huh?
You mean Beis Shammai?
No, okay. No. Beis Hillel says, "How many days? I'm sorry. Right. How many days of Hanukkah you have? Really? How many days of Hanukkah you have? 1 day, 2 days, 3 days." Beis Shammai says, "How many days left? 8 days left, 7 days left, 6 days left." We'll get to this in a second. It's a very interesting explanation from the Rebbe of the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But the other reason is either going like the bulls of Sukkot down, or Beis Hillel says you go up in Kedusha, you don't go down. Now, that's the two reasons the Gemara gave for each of them. What would be the practical halachic difference between the two reasons? So the Achreinim all write, many of them write the same explanation. It's very simple. What happens on the third day of Hanukkah? You only have two candles. Means last night you lit two. Now's the third night, you only have two candles. Yeah? So according to Beis Hillel, what do you do? Do you light two? Or do you light one? Because that's the mitzvah, is one. Now, what's the difference? If the reason is how many days of Hanukkah you have, so on the third day you can't light two, because you don't have 2 days. Right? So therefore, what do you have to do? You can't do Mahadrin. So therefore, you have to do what the mitzvah is, one candle. Right? Because you can't do, two doesn't make sense on the third night, if the reason is because of how many days of Hanukkah you have. But if the reason is you go up in Kiddush and don't go down, so if you can't go up, at least you don't go down. So going to Beis Hillel, because you're supposed to go up. But he also says you don't go down. So if the second night I lit two, and the third night I lit two, at least I didn't go down. But if you hold, but I didn't go up, but at least I didn't go down. So that would be a halachic difference between the two. According to one reason of the Gemara, you would light two on the second night, and the third night, according to Beis Hillel. And the other opinion would say you light one candle, and that's it. But the Rebbe explains a very interesting machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. There's a very famous, long, edited sikh and the sikhs about this. But the Rebbe spoke about this concept many times. And the Rebbe learns that Beis Shammai generally goes by potential, and Beis Hillel goes by actual. And the Rebbe brings out, it's interesting, the sikha, the Rebbe takes an example from each order of Mishnayis. You know, the six orders of Mishnayos, right? The Rebbe takes one machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in Zroyim, in Moed, in Nashim, in Nezikim, in Kochim, in Taras. The Rebbe takes in the Sicha, the Rebbe gives six examples of an argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the Rebbe proves that according to Beis Hillel, you go by actual, and Beis Shammai goes by potential. The argument that the Rebbe picks in Seder Meir is this case. Beis Shammai says, potentially you have 8 days left. It's not actual, it's potential. You have potentially 8 days left, 7 days left, 6 days left, 5 days left. Beis Hillel goes by poyel, not koyach, not potential. Beis Hillel says you go by action. How many days do you have? 1 day, you light one. Another, you light two. You don't go, and Beis Hillel holds, you don't go according to potential. According to Beis Shammai, you go according to potential.
What happens if somebody decides to go by Beis Shammai and...
Well, in this case, the Gemara says there were Taka rabbis that did it. Nowadays, we wouldn't be allowed to. In fact, the word Chanukah, it's brought down in Sfarim, is an acronym for Ches Neiros, eight candles, and the Vav is Vahalocha Kebeis Hillel. So Chanukah itself stands for Ches Neiros, eight candles, Vahalocha Kebeis Hillel, 1 second, the big Beis Hillel, that holds you go up. In the first Mishnah of Mishnayos, okay, in other words like this, before the Halacha was ruled, what the Halacha is, people did like Beis Shammai, people did like Beis Hillel. Okay? Once the halacha is ruled, then you can't change it anymore. Then everybody has to follow Beis Hillel. Nobody can come and say, I want to do Beis Shammai. You're not allowed to. Then you're not going to the mitzvah.
But we know both of them are correct.
Both of them are correct. The first Mishnah in the entire Mishnayos tells a story, argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, Shema, at night and in the morning, you can say sitting or standing, it doesn't matter. But the pasuk says, b'shach b'cha, when you lay down, uv'kumecha, when you stand up. So Beis Hillel learns, it doesn't mean physically laying down and standing up. It means when you go to sleep and when you go to get up, night and day. Beis Shammai took it literal. Beis Shammai took it literal. Beis Shammai says, the night Shema, you have to do laying down. Because the Torah says, b'shach b'cha. B'shach b'cha means laying down. The morning Shema, Beis Shammai says, you have to do standing. Because it says, uv'kumecha. Get up. So Beis Shammai doesn't learn it means the times of going to sleep. It means laying down, actually, and standing up. So the Mishnah tells a story. Rab Tarfon, the famous Rab Tarfon, who was from Beis Shammai, the Mishnah says, one time he read the Shema at night and he lay down. And because of that, he endangered his life. It doesn't say what the danger was. It was endangering his life. And his friends told him, you deserved it because you didn't follow Beis Hillel. Even though he was from Beis Shammai. But once the halacha became ruled that you have to do like Beis Hillel, then even Beis Shammai has to follow Beis Hillel. There's another, what did you want to ask before?
Why is it that we can't have a circular menorah? Or like...
Because then you don't know exactly how many it is, what day it is. It's mis...
Or like a menorah that goes like up?
Because then you don't know. You need to know which night it is. So if you have four candles, and this one's here, and that one's there, and this one's there, and that one's there, you would think maybe it's four different people lighting four different candles on the first day. But... Well, what? Okay, we're not learning that. Chanukah's over now. It's over. But what we were just saying about Tarfon, he deserved... Oh, the same thing we find, there's Rashi Tfilin and Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin. Correct? Okay. They were wearing Tfilin from Moshe Rabbeinu's time. So you're talking from Moshe Rabbeinu to Tosfos, you're talking probably 1,500 years, maybe even more. I don't know if it's not too hard to figure it out. Yeah, from the year 2448 to 1,000 years ago. No, so now we're in 57. So it'll be 47 from 2448, close to 2,000 years. They were wearing tefillin. Yeah, did they wear like Rashi or did they wear like Rabbi Notam? Which one did they wear? How did they wear tefillin? 1,000 years ago, 900 years ago, the Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam woke up, okay, this way and that way. But they put on tefillin for, and the archaeologists found in Eretz Yisrael, They found tefillin like Rashi's, old, you know, and they found tefillin like Rabbeinu Tam. So the question, what did they wear before? So Rebbe explains in the Sicha that before Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, the halacha wasn't decided. The difference is how the parshas are put in the tefillin, the order of the parshas in the tefillin. So before Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, the Rebbe explained the halacha wasn't decided yet. So therefore you were allowed to wear it this way, and you're allowed to wear it this way. Just to give you another example. Some people make the shin here. Some people make the shin here. Some people go this way. Some people go this way. Yeah? Anyway, you put on tefillin, you did the mitzvah of tefillin. Right? One day, maybe, it's not going to happen. But what happens one day if the best in Paskins? No. You have to put it this way. Then everybody has to put it this way. And you can't do it the other way. Okay? So until Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, everybody was able to wear tefillin either way. Rashi came and said, no, this is the way to do it halachically. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, this is the way to do it halachically. So you have that issue many times in Yiddishkeit. Before the halacha was ruled, we find the two guys in Sidon, the Gemara says, one did like Beis Shammai, one did like Beis Hillel. That means it wasn't ruled yet what the halacha is. Once Beis Din ruled the halacha like Beis Hillel, then nobody was allowed to do like Beis Shammai. You can't just wake up today and say, oh, I want to do Beis Shammai. It doesn't work like that. What? Whatever it was, he endangered his life. I mean, what's the difference? What happened? How did he kill? What? It doesn't matter. The Gemara says the Mishnah says he endangered his life.
Did what? Literally lay down.
Yeah. According to Beis Shammai, the night, because the Torah doesn't say when you go to sleep. The Torah says B'shach b'chav, when you lay down. So Beis Shammai took it literal. How do you read the night Shema? By Maariv. You lay down. It's not the Shema before going to bed. Right. This is the night Shema. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And in the morning, it says V'kumacha. Yeah? It's a V'kumacha. Means you stand up. Beis Hillel says, that's not what the Torah means. The Torah means the time of going to sleep, the time of waking up. But it doesn't have to be. It could be sitting or standing or not laying. It's disrespect. But otherwise, it doesn't matter. Okay. The Gemara says like this. Okay, where do you put Veichamonachle? Where do you put, I'm jumping around, where do you put the Hanukkah candles? So it says you're supposed to put the tefach and the hand breath near the door. Just begin the time when they lit it by the door in this next to the street. So it says you have to light it, the tefach near the door. But the Gemara says, Veichamonachle. Which side of the door, right or left? So it says, Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Amar, Rav Acha the son of Rav says, mi yamin. You put it on the right side, the same side as the mezuzah. Rav Shmuel midifti Amar, mismail. Rav Shmuel midifti says, you put it on the left side, opposite the mezuzah. So the Gemara says, v'hilcha, so what's the halacha? Mismail, you put it on the left side of the door. Why do you put it on the left side of the door? You should have the, in other words, surrounded with mitzvahs. Mezuzah on the right, Chanukah candles on the left, so the whole doorway is full of mitzvahs. Okay? But because the Gemara says that, it comes out a very interesting halacha. The Gemara says, why is the halacha you put it on the left? Because the mezuzah is on the right, so you're surrounded with mitzvahs. Which means what happens if you're in a place where there's no mezuzah? For whatever, hotel, whatever the reason is, there's no mezuzah. Somebody that just moved in, it's within 30 days. Whatever. Yeah? There's no mezuzah up yet.
Put it in the middle.
Put it in the middle. No. So halacha says, interesting, halacha says, then you put a tak on the right. That's what the halacha is. Because the Gemara says the only reason you put it on the left to be surrounded with mitzvahs because you have the mezuzah on the right and the Chanukah on the left. But if you have no mezuzah on the right, so then the Chanukah goes on the right. What?
One of the ideas about the Chanukah is Parsumin Issa, but if there's no windows by your doorway,
Parsumin Issa nowadays, the Gemara says, is for people inside the house.
Oh, it's not for the people that are walking in the street.
Therefore, what happens, for instance, not if you live alone. It's interesting. If somebody comes home 11 o'clock at night, 11:30 at night, he has a family, but everybody's sleeping. It says in Allah, in order for him to make a bracha, he has to wake up somebody at least. At least one. Why? They should. Now, what happens if a guy lives alone? Who's he waking up? The dead. Nobody's dead in his house either. So then what does he do? He makes the bracha because he's the only one there. But if there are other people there, you have to wake him up. At least to be able to make a bracha. Okay, next. There's another interesting thing here that the Gemara says, that Tosfos wants to learn, which is what we did just past Shabbos. Shabbos is Chodesh Miketz, yeah? Now, we read the Haftarah of Chanukah. And then we added the first and last Pesuk. Okay. Where does that come from? So basically, the Gemara says there was a question in the Gemara. What is first, Ner Chanukah or Kiddush? You have enough wine for Kiddush, money for Kiddush, or Ner Chanukah? What do you do? So the Gemara says Ner Chanukah Adif. Okay, the Gemara rules Ner Chanukah is better because it publicizes the miracle. Okay. Kiddush is private, and this publicizes the miracle. So Tosfos says, based on that, everything that we do is based in Gemara, it's in Halacha. So Tosfos Nira L'Rashba, that when Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on Shabbos, which was what we just had, Yesh Lahafta Benedis Deschaye Mishum Parsim Anisa, what Haftarah should you say? You could say Rosh Chodesh. So he says, you say Chanukah, based on this Gemara, that Chanukah is the concept of publicizing a miracle. And then Tosfos goes, therefore you read it last, whatever, the order of the three Sefer Tosfos. Okay. Machat Shinus, Amai Shemai, Amai Chavei, Bavayin, Kim, Shvila, Agal, Tei, Rebbe, Chanam, Naka, Shemed, Yotak, Nabokh, Zak, Sofi, Rebbe, Loham, Temit, Shinam, Adina, Chavei, Zimah, Yagul, Tei, Rebbe, Yadim.